This weekend we celebrate the sixth Sunday of Easter in Year A. The first reading comes from the Acts of the Apostles, continuing on in Chapter 8. Responsorial Psalm is Psalm 65. The second reading is from the first letter of Peter, Chapter 3. And then the Gospel is continuing on from last week's Gospel, we're in John's Gospel, Chapter 14. And this week we continue on with verses 15 to 21. In the Gospel passage today, we have, as I said, the continuing part of the farewell discourse of Jesus during the Last Supper, according to John. In these last hours with his apostles, he spoke about the essentials. Many of the things he said were naturally directed towards the future. In fact, we read in the Gospel the term "you will," "I shall," for example, "he will," "I will," "I will," "the world will," "but you will," and "you will again," and "you will still again," and "those who love me will be loved by my Father," and then he goes, "I shall love them." So they are really directed towards the future, 11 times there. And it's directed at how he wanted them, that's the apostles and his followers, to live when he was gone. One of the things he said to them was, as I just said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Now, Jesus was not talking about keeping a specific set of commandments, like the Ten Commandments, but rather about following the way of life that he asked of them and he gave by example. What is involved here is Christian discipleship. We can't really and truly call ourselves disciples of Jesus if we don't listen to his words and then make an effort to live by them. That would be inauthentic and that would be dishonest. One wouldn't be much of a Christian if one didn't try to live as Jesus taught. But we must be clear about one thing. We don't keep his commandments so that he will love us. No, we keep his commandments because he loves us. I'll say again, we don't keep his commandments so that he will love us. We keep his commandments because he loves us. During the Last Supper, Jesus said, "Love one another as I have loved you." It was he who first loved the apostles, and we know that he loved them unconditionally. The greatest need each of us has is for a real, authentic, unconditional love. I've always liked those two words, unconditional love. Yet, we find it hard to believe that this is how God loves us. We tend to believe that God will love us only when we're good. God loves us not because we are good, but because he is good. I've said that in this church before. God loves us not because we are good, but because he is good. Our very existence is a sign of God's love. Every breath that we draw is a sign of God's love. God's unconditional love for us is listening to and living out the good news. That's our response. It is to try to return that love. Try to return the good news. Jesus knew that the Father loved him. He responded by loving the Father. He showed his love for the Father through his obedience, even though that obedience cost him his earthly life. The word obedience comes from the Latin obedere, to listen with great intent. That's what it really means. To really and truly listen. That's obedience. And it is through obedience that we are to show our love for Jesus. So So what does that mean in practice for us today? Well, it means basically listening to his word and then putting it into action. That is deep listening. Should not be much of a problem in these days when we've been locked down. Truly, deeply listening and then putting that into action, that which we experience, his word. To love is to obey. And to obey is to love. There are those who proclaim that their love for Jesus is nice and loud, and it's in big academic words a lot of the time. But those who deny him in the good that they should be doing, in their deeds or by their way of life, aren't really proclaiming the love of Jesus if they say one thing and do another. If we say one thing and do another, that is not the real love that we are talking about. That is not obedience to Jesus, deep listening and acting to Jesus. Real love is shown in the things that we do. People know us by the things that we do, what we call our acts, not by what we say with our lips. It's not easy to live as a disciple of Jesus, is it? Especially in this modern world. I don't think it was ever an easy thing. If we go back through the Acts of the Apostles that we've been listening to, we see that it wasn't an easy thing for the early church. But for that reason, Jesus has given us the Holy Spirit, so that when we are weak, let's pray to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit comforts us in times of sorrow. It brings light into our life in times of darkness. And the Spirit makes us brave and strong in times of weakness. The word Jesus used for the Spirit in today's gospel was the word advocate. It's a legal term. It really means one who supports a defendant at a trial, amongst other things, of course. The Spirit will be the great defender of the disciples in time of trial. The Spirit will be their advocate, their defender. And the follower of Jesus can expect to suffer. But as St. Peter said in the second reading, it is better to suffer for doing the right thing than for doing the wrong thing. And knowing that our cause, being obedient in love, is the right thing, it should give us strength. Besides, we have the example of Christ himself, who, though he was innocent, suffered and died on the cross. Though he was saying and doing the good, he experienced the bad. The apostles knew that Jesus loved them, and we know that Jesus loves us too. We must really believe that, my friends. Jesus loves us too. There is no mistaking this love. We feel it in our heart. It's like a warm flame that tingles through our body. It kind of energizes us, and it gives us passion for life. It opens our eyes and our ears and allows us to see possibilities in the world, in the goodness of the world, that others just don't see. It's not a selfish thing. It's not putting a light on us. It's us taking Jesus and putting a light on others in the world. That love is our connection to God. And it's also our connection to each other. Love is the climate. It is the environment in which the Christian lives their life. So I guess the final answer is, as Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. That really sums it all up, doesn't it? Love one another as I have loved you. May you experience deeply the love of Jesus in these days and weeks. Amen.